It's time for another top five. What's up, nerds? Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Shrek, I attack, and we're just going to kind of get into this. My voice, well, my throat is all kinds of itchy from allergies, so I don't know how great I'm going to sound, and also I have to get into work, so I thought I had a full day off and I got called in, so it's going to be fine. Everything is fine. We're doing top fives today because top fives went well last time I did them, and everybody seems to enjoy the list. People enjoy guests. I gotta get more guests in here. People enjoy like a personal story. I did that last week where I talked about my progress along how I'm coming with my confidence. It's a lot better this week. A lot of good happened this week. Couldn't be the perfect week. We can't have that, but a lot of good. It's not important. It's just my life. My life is going well. It feels weird. I don't know. The top fives. Top five sports teams. We aren't going to like fuck about here. We're just getting into it. Top five sports teams. Number five, got the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. I was going to say the U.S. women's soccer team, but I feel like it's kind of cheating putting a country in there. So we're going to put the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. That's their soccer team. Up next, number four, we got the Carolina Panthers. I just always kind of had a soft spot for them. So, I don't know. It's another cat in the NFL. Number three, we got the Pittsburgh Penguins. I don't think I need to say much. But I'm from Pittsburgh, but you won't see the Steelers in this list. Number two, we got the Pittsburgh Pirates. I love me an underdog, and if there's a fucking permanent underdog, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then number one, we have the Lions, which, once again, I love me an underdog. They're no longer the underdog, but I've been with them long enough to where I'm going to stay with them. It's my favorite team. So we have some top five onomatopoeias right now. Top five onomatopoeias. That's words that sound like they look or some shit. I don't actually know. This was a suggestion. I went with it. Number five, we have plop, because it just sounds disgusting. Some people don't like the word moist. I don't like the word plop, and I use it plenty. Number four, I'm going to go with boing. Number three, whoosh. Number two, TikTok. And number one, I know I kind of zipped through those, but zipped another one, I think. I don't actually know. None of those might be onomatopoeias. I don't know. I'm not that smart, but I know I kind of zipped through them, and that's because what am I supposed to say about them? Each one's just kind of a sound. That's a word. So, there they are. I had to go splash because, splash is just a solid goal in Rocket League. Let's go to top five favorite snacks. Last time I did favorite foods. These are not favorite foods. These are snacks. They're strictly snacks. You don't have to, you do have to cook the one because there weren't restrictions on it. But I consider a snack something like you quickly grab and go, kind of. So, it's not a main course. It's not healthy for you. There we go. It's not really healthy for you. It's not a main course. It's something that you could get at like a ballpark stadium, which I guess you can get main courses there. Let's just get into it. Number five, we got cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers. And I would rather them be like the cheese shredded over the crackers and you pop in a microwave and melt that shit a little bit. Yeah, pretty fucking good. Up next, got nachos and cheese. You might notice the theme here. I like fucking cheese. Then at number three, cookie dough anything. Cookie dough bites, cookie dough ice cream, cookie dough. Just cookie dough. I sound like I'm moving fast because I am struggling. My throat actually kind of, I have allergies going on and my throat was very itchy. And now it just kind of hurts. So So we're doing great today. We're doing great. Number two, honey barbecue chips. I don't know. I really like that flavor. Really like it. And number one, just like all my favorite foods, we're gonna go with the buffalo chicken dip because it's so fucking good. It's so fucking good, dude. If you don't like buffalo chicken dip, what the fuck is wrong with you? We have favorite keyblades up next. Keyblades are those things from my favorite video game, Kingdom Hearts. If you don't know, they are the key swords. They kill heartless, they kill nobodies, and well, I guess it's more like a free heartless thing. I don't know. But, and then they unlock worlds. Yeah, they actually get used as keys. So I have two honorable mentions for this that I'll throw out there before I get to the list, and those are going to be Altima and Lionheart. And this was a tough list. There are a lot of cool fucking keyblades, dude. Number five, I went with Pumpkinhead from the Nightmare Before Christmas universe. Number four, I said Divine Rose from Beauty and the Beast universe. It's just a real sick design. Actually was my favorite, but I had to go with these next three because they're actually on my arm. Number three is Hero's Crest. That's the Hercules one. Number two, Oathkeeper. That's the one that Roxas dual wields. And number one is Oblivion, which is the one Riku has. So I think they're all sick. A lot of sick Keyblades in the game, but Hero's Crest, Oathkeeper, and Oblivion are all on my arm, so I have to kind of rock with them. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're at my top three, and we had to really decide on the four and five. I had to rearrange this a few times. I got some hot coffee. I'm hoping that kind of helps my throat a little bit. I don't. Oh man, that did not feel great. We're just gonna keep chugging through as quickly and painlessly as I can. I got four done already. I only have seven to talk about, so top fives might move a little quick, and then maybe I'll throw a little pizzazz at the end for fun. You know what I'm saying? Number five, this next category, is going to be the top songs to karaoke. That's right, the top songs that whenever I go out, I get drunk, I want to sing these. So number five is going to be Creep by Radiohead. I know that's probably not a popular opinion, but it's a fun song to sing, honestly, especially once you get to the after the second chorus where she's running out the door. Get that high pitch voice going. You just kind of yell it. You just kind of yell it. I'm not gonna do it now because my throat is all kinds of fucked, but I'm not gonna do. So yeah, nah, fun song to karaoke, even though it's not a fun song to listen to. It's not like a fun song in general. It's a very sad song. Number four, we have Super Lonely by Beanie. Benny? Benny. Yeah, Benny. And I wrote Beanie. I spelled her name wrong. That's my bad, Benny. My bad. Super Lonely. Super upbeat. Super fun to sing, once again. But if you listen to the lyrics, it's not a fun song. It's quite a sad song. It's about being super lonely, hence the title. That's crazy, right? It's another song that I just kind of, I know it. I don't need the screen. I think with all these songs, I don't need the screen. I just turn to the audience and let go, you know? Number three, this one nobody's going to expect. Nobody is going to expect this one because it's a song that I got off of SingStar back in the day. So maybe, you know, a couple people will get it that played with me back in the day. Anyway, it's Someone Like You by Adele. Never mind. I'll find someone like you. Beautiful singing voice today, let me tell you. It's really trying to hold it together. I need to go get some breakfast. I'm very excited for my 1 month season break because I have so much going on right now. I'm so busy. I love doing this podcast. It's a lot of fun, but I need that break because my life is changing a lot here soon. Different schedule, different everything. So that's stuff we'll discuss during the last episode where I explain what the fuck I'm doing. And where was I? Where was I? Number two for songs I like to karaoke. What's New, Pussycat by Tom Jones. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Oh my God, that was so bad. Anyway, yeah. So What's New, Pussycat by Tom Jones. I actually like any. What? I think my brain just skipped. Maybe I'm gonna go eat breakfast and come back to this because my brain's not functioning, my throat hurts, It's super scratchy from allergies. I don't know what's happening today. I woke up like this. I woke up like this, and that's normally supposed to be a good thing. What's new? Pussy? I'm gonna finish out this top category. Go eat breakfast. I'll be back. You guys will never know except for that I told you. What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones? Actually, like all Tom Jones songs are fun to sing. Just Tom Jones, great artist. The number one, the reason this one is number one is because crowd participation. This is a song where you can get some crowd participation. All right? It's Hey Ya by Outkast. And I don't mean like in the music video where the crowd is just screaming like a bunch of fucking dumbasses. I mean, once you get to that part where it's like, all right, now fellas. Yeah! I said, what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold! All right. Can I sing? Okay, am I gonna get copyright for like getting into that? It's such a fun song. It's such a fun song. If you never karaoke'd it, fucking try it. Get the audience into it. I promise. It's a rush, especially drunk. You know what just dawned on me? My voice actually might just be shot. I know this isn't like the sound of a shot voice, but I had to yell during soccer yesterday, and I had to speak louder whenever I went to a bar for trivia. So I had to like speak over music. So like I'm not really a loud person. So to raise my voice for both soccer and I mean soccer was very much yelling, not at the kids, but just so they could hear me because I don't have a whistle. And then I went to trivia and I spoke loudly and oh. Man, maybe that's what's wrong with me. I have returned. We have breaking news. The Bears have named Caleb Williams as their starting quarterback, as if nobody saw that coming. Another quarterback for them to ruin. It's what they're best at. It's what the Bears do. They love ruining quarterbacks. Now, for this next category on the top fives, I have adult visual novel waifus, the top girls, if you will. I am still struggling here, but I feel a little bit better. We'll see how this goes. So first, actually, I'm gonna go 5-4-3-2. Give my honorable mentions before one, and then because there are honorable mentions here, these girls are just great personality-wise. So my number five top girl from adult visual novels is Nora from College Kings. Now, College Kings is something I haven't mentioned too often. It has a lot of potential. But the developer is just a mess. He doesn't know how he wants to go about things. He has a new team, but then he trusted his team to write some scenes so it could start a new project. And then he went back and scrapped everything they did, and now he's redoing their game. It's a game I wouldn't touch until he figures his shit out. It was a fun game. I don't know what the future holds for. I hope they work out their kinks, but it needs to work out their kinks. It needs to they just need to figure their shit out, and then the game might be good. I mean, it's a good story. It's fun. It has many games that I haven't seen in other adult visual novels. It's unique, but it's just a fucking mess right now. Up next, we have Geneva from Euphoria, and I really struggled with like what girls I wanted to get in, what girls I wanted to get out. Geneva, the reason I chose her is she's a complete bitch, but it's not because that's just her attitude, it's her entire background. Now, this game, Euphoria, is newer, and I think the reason I selected her is because I'm actually like interested in learning why she is the way she is. I'm not gonna spoil anything, like you just gotta play this game and you'll see. It's the most interesting introduction to a character you will probably ever get. I can't say more. Just in case I've influenced you to play some adult visual novels, and this is one of the ones you pick up. Like I can't spoil how you meet her. It's just she's very unique. Up next, we have number three, Steph from Leap of Faith. Now, this is just my preference. The internet seems to not agree with my choice. A lot of people don't like Steph because of what she did to you, but like whenever you get into the game and you realize why she did what she did, like Steph is the best girl here. Steph is so good. Steph is a great girl in Leap of Faith. There was a close second in Leap of Faith, but I wanted to try to get all five different games here. That's why we have so many honorable mentions once we get to those. Number two is Alex from Eternum. And Alex is very... She has the potential to become number one. I'm sorry if you can hear me using my notebook that I used to write shit down. Alex has such... Like, she's so cool. She's just so fucking cool. She comes from a rich family, but she wants nothing to do with them because, like, they're typical rich people. And so she wants away from them. And I can't give too much away without saying more than that. It's just, she's a girl that wants to do her own thing. She's hard to get to, but once you kind of crack the code, like, just so fucking cool and chill. And I think by the end of the game, if she continues to develop the way she develops, she'll become number one. I'll let you know if she ever does, but right now she is up there. Eternum also just had a new chapter within like the last month, and I played it, and what a fucking cliffhanger, dude. What a fucking cliffhanger. Like, I had to sit on that for probably 6 months. Just, how do you leave me with, like, two or three of the adult visual novels I'm playing that are still in development just ended on absolute ridiculous cliffhangers, and I have to sit with them for like 6 months to a year, and it's just gonna eat at my soul every day. Now, before we get to number one, let's do some honorable mentions. I have Chloe from College Kings, also a really interesting character, the popular girl who doesn't want to be popular, but College Kings is a fucking mess right now. From Being a Dick, I have Lily and Riona and Maya and Jill. There are so many good, like, girls in Being a Dick. Being a Dick is probably, like, there's a reason it is the standard for adult visual novels, because it has so many good characters and it has such a good storyline. Then we have Kendra from Artemis, and it hurt not putting a girl from Artemis in the top five, because it's one of my favorite games. It's easily one of the top five adult visual novels. But none of the girls to me stick out in the way that the girls in my top five do. They are all good, but it's a situation where you don't have a favorite. Like, if it makes you choose, you're going to sit there like, oh man, I kind of just want them all because I'm a man whore. But in, like, these other girls, I can see myself being like, yeah, you know, if it makes me choose, I can choose one of them. Which is interesting, because last time I played College Kings, I had a really difficult time choosing between Chloe and Nora. Nora is a lot harder to work towards, because she begins with a boyfriend that treats her like shit. Don't think I'm being like a, you know, housebreaker or anything. A homewrecker. That's what fucking housebreaker. A homewrecker. It's just like, you see her boyfriend treat her like shit, and then she eventually gets away. She realizes a lot more work. Chloe was just one of the first girls you're like introduced to, but she's really fucking cool. And it's just, Nora, I think, in the end, is going to end up more interesting than Chloe. They both have potential, but I think Nova's going to end up more interesting than Chloe. That's why she ended up on the top five, and Chloe did not. Then we have Lexi from Leap of Faith. Lexi is a pop star, a really interesting character. She got famous doing what she loves to do. And she doesn't really want the fame, but she doesn't want to quit doing what she loves to do. You can help her settle down, or if you don't, she takes another route, which is spicy, and I kind of did not see coming. If you get with her, there's also a threesome route, but, I mean, I've said too much, really. And then I'm going to put C down from Euphoria as well. Just a very airheaded, clueless girl, but sweet as can be. So those are my honorable mentions for the best waifu adult visual novel situation. And then my number one girl is Josie from Being a Dick. You knew it was going to be from Being a Dick, especially since I listed like every other fucking girl from Being a Dick. You could probably narrow it down to Josie. Just, if I had a type, it's Josie. Right there. I don't know what more to say. She's the first girl you meet. She has her struggles, and just very good character, very supportive, very a beautiful, beautifully written character. I really like Josie. Just, you know, and I'm biased. She's my type. I'll be honest. So, hey, my goal by the end of this podcast, whenever it ends, is to get at least one new adult visual novel player. I mean, it's a stretch, but it's something. And I'll have somebody to talk to about it. Like I always say, it's not just a porn game. If you're into like those smut books where it's romance but it goes into detail, that's what it is. It's a visual smut book. And then this next one, a lot of these were suggested off Facebook and just friends. Like sports was Christina, onomatopoeias was Melissa, the favorite snacks was Kelly, Keyblades was Keenan. Songs karaoke, I just kind of came up with because I like to sing in the shower, and that's where that came from. I was like, oh, what songs do I like to sing the most? In a karaoke setting, because and not my shower setting, because that's just every song. Maybe that's another one I do. Preston suggested breakdance, but I'm just not qualified to answer that. Adult visual novels is me, because like I'm just on a mission to normalize adult visual novels. And this last one is suggested by Dan. I really like this one, and this one took a lot of thought, and I'm still not. I'm going to give you the same list I gave him because it's a list that I think as time goes by, I would adjust it. Like if I really sat down and thought about it, I could probably find somebody else to throw in here other than like Inuyasha. Spoilers, he's on the list. But it's just that was the list I came up with no research and like very little time. I think it's a pretty solid list for me, but you know, it's fictional people in movies, cartoons, animes, comics, anything. Fictional people that I would want to be. That I myself would want to be. Okay? So, and I, in some of these situations, it was very difficult to decide. And there are so many cool fictional characters. And I didn't, you know, I can already think of a change I would make. But I'm going to give you the original list. And then I'm going to tell you somebody I would change out afterwards because whenever I thought about this, I wasn't thinking video games. And my God, I could probably just fill this up with video game characters, but we're going to start with this. This is what we're going to do for now. Number five, Oliver Queen from Green Arrow, or just Arrow, but he is the Green Arrow. Just Stephen Amell's version of him, I think, is incredible. He's a rich guy, so I can't really relate to him. And the reason he's down at number five is because he doesn't have powers, but he's just. I really like his personality. I like the way he balances things, the way it shows the struggle with him. And I just think he's a real cool dude, Oliver Queen. You know, just the cooler Batman in my book. Inuyasha is number four. He's the one I mentioned. Half demon, half human. Half dog demon, so he's part dog. That's pretty cool, you know. Yuuzhan Sword, all the powers, feudal era anime character, you know. So he's super powerful, always growing. I just think he's a really good character, and he's the one, honestly, I would probably sub out. The reason that Oliver Queen's at the bottom is not because I like him less than Inuyasha. It's because he doesn't have powers. Inuyasha has half demon powers, so. You know, I want those powers, is what I'm saying. But Inuyasha is the one I would sub out, and I would sub him out for somebody else. Actually, I'll just throw that in here now. Probably Sora or Riku or anybody from Kingdom Hearts, really, as long as I get a fucking Keyblade, because that just seems sick. I want to say Sora because he's the main character. Riku just gets brainwashed in the beginning and becomes like a bad guy. I'm just not a bad guy at heart. What can I say? Anytime there is a hero versus villain decision in any game, I am the good guy. I struggle being the bad guy. I've tried being the bad guy. It eats at my conscience. I don't know. I don't know why I can't be the bad guy. Duh. It's a great song though. That'd be a good karaoke song. I'm the bad guy. Duh. Anyway, number three is going to be Ash Ketchum. Ash Ketchum, or literally any trainer. In the Pokemon universe. As long as I get to have Pokemon, I think that'd be fucking sick. I chose Ash Ketchum because, you know, he's the protagonist. But, you know, Brock, Misty, I don't care. Let me have Pokemon. Let Pokemon be real. Let me have them. I'd probably get killed by Pokemon because, let's face it, I put a meme on Facebook the other day and I was kind of shocked nobody said anything because the usual response, it was a meme of a cheetah in the driver, like the passenger seat of a car. I was like, how do I get a cheetah into my car? Asking for myself. There's normally always that one person that's like, you would fucking die. You know what? If I go down petting my favorite animal, that's the way I go down. Don't worry about me. I died happy. I'm going to die petting something I'm not supposed to pet. And that's okay with me. Okay? Let me die happy. Number two, speaking of animals, Beast Boy. Beast Boy from Teen Titans. Shapeshifter can shift into any animal, current or prehistoric, because he has turned into a T-Rex multiple times. He can turn into a bird and fly somewhere. He can turn into a cheetah, run real fast. He can turn into a T-Rex and wreak havoc, I guess. He does have his limitations. He's the comedy relief character, which I really appreciate. He's my favorite character in Teen Titans. And shapeshifting, I just think, would be a cool ability, as even if it's into any animal. If you can't just shapeshift into anything. I think there was like Wonder Twins or something that could shapeshift into like anything back in the day. I want to say they were called the Wonder Twins. My memory is failing me. But you know, I think turning into an animal would just be sick. Right? Right. Okay. He turns into a puppy at one point and like jumps up on the raven. But number one is going to be the Flash. The Flash has always been my favorite character. He's always been my favorite superhero. And he is the most overpowered I'm leaving that one in. I've edited out a lot because I've been hacking and whatnot in the background. I'm leaving that one in. The Flash is overpowered. He is a god. There's literally nothing the Flash can't do. He is more powerful than Superman. He's beat Superman in a fight. They will always portray Superman to be the best thing ever since sliced cheese. He's not. The Flash is. The Flash can do, like, he can vibrate his molecules so fast to phase through buildings. He can travel through time. Like, this dude is a god. He can generate so much speed that he can shatter anything. Like, just go look. Google. If you don't agree with me, Google real quick, because I don't have the time to explain everything the Flash can do. Just Google all of Flash's powers. In movies, in comic books, like, everything. The Flash needs to be nerfed, or else he would be the baddest motherfucker on Earth. And, I mean, like, bad good. The Flash is just overpowered, man. He's always nerfed. Those are my top fives for today. I'm glad I was able to stretch it out. I'm glad I was able to get through it with my fucking throat being so scratchy. I don't know what to do about this. I don't have, like, any honey or anything. Honey normally does help me. I can normally coat it up. I do have tea, but I'm not a big tea drinker. I had coffee. I'm trying, guys. And I do believe I'm going to get this out in time. We'll see how the editing process goes, if I can get it done before work. If not, it'll be done before I go to bed, because I don't need to be up too early tomorrow, but I do have a busy day tomorrow. Like I said, my life is just ever rapidly changing. I'm going to wait until things go into motion to talk about it more. People who need to know. That's what I can say about that. Hey, thank you for listening. Keep being awesome as always. And we're going to, we're going to plug the social medias at The Real B Shrek, at Shrek Attack. Shrek Attack is on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. At The Real B Shrek. If you don't find me, I don't have it. Hit the fucking music. Yeah. For those of you keeping track, there are 3 more weeks before the end of the first season. Thank you for being along on this ride. I at first mentioned that and nobody's going to hear this because it's after the intro and you all click off. But I first mentioned that it's going to be a month at the longest. If things do not transition smoothly with what's going on in my life, it might be longer. It's just, I need to figure some shit out. I'll elaborate in detail next week. Thanks for listening. If you listen this far, you're great. You're fantastic.